This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The Center for Michigan has been taking the temperature of Michigan voters this election year. The Think and Do Tank has been trying to figure out what people want from their elected representatives before ballots are cast in August and again in November. The center released Michigan Speaks, the citizens' agenda for the 2014 elections yesterday. Here to talk about it is the Center for Michigan's president and CEO, John Bebo, and outreach coordinator, Dwayne Barnes. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure to be back, Gordon.
How did you put this report together?
All right, so Center for Michigan, like you said, we're a think and do tank, nonpartisan, nonprofit. And what we do public engagement campaigns, and this one we did especially, you know, to test the waters, as you were saying. So this is what we did. We go around the state, and we spoke to over 5,500 participants in over 160 community conversation meetings in nearly 100 towns and cities. So we, you know, we've made our way around the state. And what we do is we sit down with organizations and individuals and ask them, you know, what are their priorities for statewide public policy? And we get a lot of interesting remarks. We go and we have an opportunity where they can cast their vote through clickers, and then we ask for their feedback as well. So we get information two ways. So after we get all the information and all of the conversations, and they range from late September 2013 up until the first week of August in 2014, after we get all the information, we analyze it, and then we come up with this report. We talked to 3,700 people in community conversations, 550 on our online conversation, and we did a 1,200-person phone poll. So that's how we got to the 5,500 participants total.
In a nutshell, what would you say Michigan residents want?
There were four big takeaways. The first, and I think the one that's just on the top of mind, is Michigan voters that took our conversation, they wanted to see the roads fixed. It's teed up in Lansing right now, and the intriguing part about it is participants said they were interested or they would pay more in taxes to see the roads fixed. It was 71% in our conversations and about 56% on the phone polls. So it was a majority of the participants said they were willing to pay more in taxes for roads. That's the first one. Next was a big push in education. We wanted to see improvement in pre-K through 12 student performance, high school graduation rates, and career readiness and job training. You know, that leads us to our next point, which is college affordability, which was a very raw nerve among state residents. You know, they were concerned about, you know, the cost of obtaining a college education and then the employment prospects when you're done. So that was a very big raw nerve, you know, for our participants. Also, you know, fighting poverty. People across all race, income, and worker groups see it as a roadblock to the success of our state. But, you know, citizens had few concrete answers. So, you know, we know that poverty is an issue, you know, regardless of where you stand on the socioeconomic ladder. But, you know, the results were you know, kind of hard to come by. So that will give us, you know, a lot of interesting conversations on the campaign trail. Next would be on tax policy. And this was very intriguing as well. There is no clear mandate for our leaders to cut taxes or to raise taxes. We asked the question, you know, do you want to see taxes raised? Do you want to see them cut or stay the same? And it's roughly a third each. So there's some kind of roadblock there, you know, on tax policy. So, you know, we want to see things done differently, but we don't want to, you know, necessarily cut or raise any taxes to see it done.
Well, Bridge, which is the online news service of the Center for Michigan, has a couple of stories up already on this. And in one of them, the longtime political analyst of Michigan, Bill Ballinger, is quoted as saying that people want something for nothing. Is that being a little too harsh here on the voters who said that they want some improvements in areas, but at the same time don't want to see any tax increases?
Well, Gordon, I don't know if that's being too harsh. I think it's somewhat realistic with the public's high expectations. That's what made the opinion, the majority opinion, that people are willing to pay more for roads really stand out. We think that really reemphasizes the urgency that people feel about fixing the roads and getting it done now. that was a point that it raised the most eyebrows for us in Lansing yesterday as we briefed a wide range of state decision makers. And we hope that introduces further urgency into the negotiations over how to fix roads. Otherwise, what people are saying is you got to make do with what you have, just like we do at our kitchen tables when we're balancing the checkbook. And we want you to continue to strive to do things differently. Look, for example, at the issue of education. Just a little bit east of your station, Gordon, Bridge Magazine recently profiled a really heroic effort on the part of the communities of Marshall and Albion to combine their high schools. They did it for financial reasons. Their financial picture has improved a great deal since they've done so. And they did it by combining two very different cultures of students, and it's not easy, but it's the kind of innovation that I think people are talking about when they say we want improvement, but we don't have more money to give you to make it happen.
So since you did find that people are willing to pay for better roads, would that lead one to conclude that they're talking about some sort of very dedicated revenue increase in the gas tax that goes entirely to infrastructure, that sort of thing?
When we do these campaigns, we cover about two dozen different issues, and we do it in about 2 hours. So we're not able to get down to a budget boilerplate level of depth on exactly what people want. We try to focus on the big picture themes of what people want and then leave it to the experts, the elected officials, to work out the details. There is a sense, though, in this report that people want a real fix, a real solution. They don't want a Band-Aid on the roads. They want the problem fixed.
So now that you have this survey put together, we start to move into an election season. What sort of things happen next on the behalf of the Center for Michigan?
All right, so what's next is we're interested in doing a lot of community engagement, candidate engagement events around the report to, you know, give legs to the report to say, okay, you know, this is what we found. But we want to ensure that it gets to the leaders. We want to make sure that, you know, if the Michigan residents want more, that we can kind of help them, you know, put their voices together so they can get more. We want to help them hold their elected officials accountable. They're going to be coming around knocking on doors, you know, looking for votes. So we're going to say, well, you know, we want to get you guys to answer some of these questions that we have in our state and, you know, try to find some ways to do that. So we'll be around through the campaign season, throughout the fall, you know, allowing for people to take this report and make it their own as well.
And do you have a sense that the people who were involved in these community conversations and other things, are they engaged? I guess maybe the question, or fully engaged on these issues. They might have opinions on them, but are they also feeling very strongly in such a way that they are going to press their local leaders and people asking for their votes on what they plan to do?
Well, as Bridge interviewed state leaders about the roads question, our findings raised eyebrows, but were not a shock. Several legislators that Bridge talked to said, yeah, this is exactly what we're getting hammered on when we go home to the district. So I think on the roads issue, there is a committed wave of public angst that is hitting the frontal lobes of legislators far and wide. And in terms of engagement and commitment, we think it's a pretty big commitment for people to step away from their families and from the Little League games and the soccer games and all of their other commitments to come out and spend 2 hours talking about and learning about the future of their state. That's exactly why the center is set up, to make it easy and convenient to participate in citizenship and state affairs. And we were able to reach 5,500 people in 7 months. The first time we did this, Gordon, I think you had us on in 2010. It took us 3 years to be able to reach 10,000 people. For us, it's pretty easy to fill rooms with people who are concerned with the state's future.
You mentioned that the road answer raised a few eyebrows, although, as you said, maybe not shocking, that it people considered a top priority and are willing to pay for it. Is there anything else in this report which kind of jumps out as maybe a little bit surprising or might catch people's eye if they're glancing at it today?
I think we had two surprises here. The level of rawness over the college affordability issues. I think maybe on the staff here, we assumed that the ever-rising costs of college were kind of a fait accompli, and that public acceptance of that reality might be a little higher. But that's not at all what we found. The deep worry about the level of student debt, the worry about rising tuition costs, and increasingly a question about return on investment. Are we as students and parents getting return on the investment, given how tough the jobs picture is out there? People recognize the fundamental need for a lot of kids to go to college, but they also are crying out for better pathways to alternative careers, good-paying trades jobs, for example. We heard a lot of concern among the public that we've kind of dismantled or ignored career counseling and vocational programs. This all kind of wraps up into just a big concern about the overall way that we prepare young people to enter the workforce and whether we're saddling them with way too much debt as they prepare to do so. The second surprise, I think, is the level of urgency about poverty in Michigan. There's about 1.5 million people in our state who are living in poverty. Those who experience that every day obviously think it's urgent. But we saw an urgent concern about that across all worker groups, across all demographic groups, across all income groups. That surprises us. The big riddle there is what to do about it. We've been fighting the war on poverty for decades, and obviously if 1.5 million people in Michigan are still experiencing poverty, there is a long way to go.
If somebody's hearing this conversation and they say, boy, I would have liked to have gotten my 2 cents in at some point along the way, what would you suggest that they do now? What are some things that they could do through the Center of Michigan or through something else to perhaps have their voice heard?
The first thing is we welcome everybody to read the report and the crosstabs from the report, which are on the Center for Michigan's website. Bridge will have more coverage on the details of the report again in tomorrow's issue. Furthermore, keep an eye on us on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be announcing a series of events again to make it convenient for citizens to interact with this. Those events will be in person around the state and also online throughout the rest of campaign season. We are also always seeking citizen tips for the Michigan Truth Squad campaign watchdog advertising service. Where we call fouls on misleading claims in political season. There's a lot to do, and the Center for Michigan's work never ends. We'll be back in the field this fall with a new campaign that we think is going to go much, much deeper on this question of job pathways and consumer concerns about higher ed. There's always room to join the big tent at the Center for Michigan.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
We've been speaking with the Center for Michigan's Outreach Coordinator, Dwayne Barnes, and President and CEO, John Bebo, about the Center for Michigan's Citizens Agenda for the 2014 elections, released yesterday, called Michigan Speaks. This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.